Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
First tattoo, huh?
Yep, I want it to read, tough on aphids, easy on ladybugs.
What's the story behind that?
Well, on my farm, I use this powerful stuff from BASF called Safina Inscalis Insecticide.
Sorry, it's gonna sting. So, Safina Insecticide?
It's strong on aphids and quickly limits plant damage, but gentle on ladybugs.
Gentle on ladybugs?
What can I say? I'm a ladybugs man.
Be strong and gentle with Safina Insecticide.
Ooh, always read and follow label directions.
Well, wheat harvest is well underway. We had the opportunity to talk with Oklahoma Wheat Commission Mike Schulte, who gives us the latest update.
So harvest making great progress, specifically in southern and central Oklahoma. Really just still getting a good start in northern Oklahoma. I think part of that problem is that the custom harvesting crews are still trying to wrap things up in southern and central Oklahoma. So I think it's only a matter of time by the end of the week before we see them in the northern parts. And I think if we can get the weekend in behind us without any weather, which it looks like we're going to have an open forecast, things are going to move right along.
Schulte says harvest is still a little bit behind, which gave some producers concern.
Well, you know, certainly we are a week and a half to 2 weeks behind schedule of what we normally have seen in the last 5 or 6 years in the harvest field. I think producers were a little concerned about that because we would just get these light rains and have high humidity days. And I think the concern was is that if we got the real big rains, that is that going to impact test weight? And fortunately, the crop just wasn't as far along because we had cooler temperatures longer. And because of that, with the cloud cover, it really was kind of the perfect storm just to really help us on test weights currently all across the state. We've had some rains in southern Oklahoma that have hindered us in those areas where they've received large rains over the past week. Still probably haven't cut some of those regions out, so I'm not quite sure where we are on test weight in regards to that. But so far, what's being reported today, we still haven't had anything below 60 pounds in those regions. Really, overall, I think it's just really phenomenal about the test weight. We're hearing anywhere from 60 to 66 pounds. There are regions in central and north central Oklahoma where we're hearing, averages of 63 to 65.9 pounds. And so I think as harvest progresses, that's going to be the one thing that's going to stick out about this. Now, we are hearing of some lighter test weights along the I-35 corridor in places, as well as east of Enid. But overall, as far as quality, test weights strong, yields extremely strong across the state. Proteins in southwest Oklahoma, where it's been drier, the wheat did stress at times, and actually our protein levels are holding up down there. We are seeing some protein drops in the central regions of the state and other areas of northern Oklahoma, but we have producers that have also had really intensive management plans that have extremely high protein. So I'm still hopeful with all the great quality attributes this crop has that we're also going to have a positive protein level, hoping for around 11.2, 11.5 average for the state.
Schulte said he's been hearing good reports of test weights across the state and that so far harvest is now around 30 to 40% complete. You've got farm news on Ron.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.